I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise. I thought I'd bring in some classical music for once. You're always talking about Vivaldi and all those guys.
Oh, man, for those of you who were not at the Lenzic last night, self-flagellate, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That was pretty exciting, huh?
Yep.
I was over at Rio Chama in the bar. What happened?
I went there afterwards.
You must have just missed me.
I must have just missed you.
What time did you get there?
Anyway, we heard the Assad brothers and Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg, and they did a great concert. But we're not looking back. We're looking forward.
So looking back, I bring up classical music, and you talk about last night. All of a sudden,
well, they played classical music.
What's happening this week?
Among other things, they played Charlie Chaplin medley.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you would have loved it.
That's good. I don't know how that could have been any music. That guy worked in silent movies. You couldn't hear nothing.
Silent movies had music with them.
That's right. They also had title cards. Did they have those last night?
No.
That'd be a good theater piece with title cards. And now, ..
Okay, what's happening this week?
I'm just about to sell you. I've been on the air for 8 minutes and I hardly had two words in.
What do you mean you've been on for a minute and a half?
Okay.
Not even.
Well, it feels like 8 minutes sometimes.
Thanks a lot.
The Oil Painters of America are using Santa Fe, specifically the Sage Creek Gallery, 200 Old Santa Fe Trail, for their 18th annual National Juried Exhibition of Traditional Oils. And the Oil Painters of America were founded in 91 because they're focusing on oil painters. The opening reception is tonight, 5 to 9, at Sage Creek, 200 Old Santa Fe Trail downtown. But there's going to be a number of events through the weekend there, including critiques and panel discussions, etc. Many of these are open and non-members. Some take place at La Fonda across the street. Call the gallery for information, 988-3444, or check out sagecreekgallery.com. Meanwhile, next weekend, well, not quite next weekend, but starting Wednesday, the Lewis Carroll Society is having a... what do you call it when they get together and have a meeting somewhere?
A meeting?
They're holding their annual meeting here in Santa Fe this week, and part of Theater Work is going to put on a piece, a puppet play that Carroll did under the name Charles Dodgson, La Guida di Braggia, I may be mispronouncing it, directed by David Olson, and the music by Jonathan Dixon. It's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Scottish Rite Temple, 7 o'clock. Got to pay to get in. Call 471-1799.
Hey, how about Lord Buckley is back?
Let's go.
You want to go? Lord Buckley every Saturday in May at 8:30. Doors open at 8 o'clock. It's called Church of the Living Swing. Rod Harrison performs Lord Buckley. It's very inexpensive. And where is it at?
I'm delighted. I finally can go see that. Now, if he's doing it every Saturday, I will go. I'm hearing nothing but good things about that show.
No, it's a fabulous show.
He's
you haven't seen it yet?
He's an incredibly talented actor. No, I missed it twice. He's done it here. And then he did it in Brooklyn. I wasn't there then. And so I'm great. I'll be there this, I may not be there this Saturday, but I'll go see it this month. Tell me where. Is it at the second street?
I'm trying to figure out where it is.
Is it that back street pizza again? Or
could it possibly be that on their press release, they didn't
say where it was?
Could
you
that possibly
people.
Be?
Why you do these things, you don't put the place, you don't put the date, you don't put the price, you don't put the phone number, you claim you got it right and you didn't, then you're mad at us. You say, oh, Pasatiempo got it wrong, KSFR got it wrong, and sometimes we do, but sometimes you do.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out, but I guess what you'll have to do is call 501-994-4, or look at diglordbuckley.com.
Well, the joke must be on us, because I don't think it's every Saturday in May, you said?
It's every Saturday in May at 8:30. The doors open at 8 o'clock, but it doesn't say where the doors are.
I don't think we have it.
All right, well, anyway, it's a great... The reason I'm talking about it is because it is truly a superb show. I saw it on Valentine's Day at the Lodge, and it was fabulous. So
excellent.
That's all I have to say.
Monday night, 7:30, Belly Dancing, Mosaic Dance Company, Body, Santa Fe, 333 Cordova Road. Donations welcome.
Excellent.
I assume that's to watch, not to participate. College of Santa Fe, you know the story, which keeps changing, but nonetheless, it seems like the college itself, as we know it, is closing in about 3 weeks. Therefore, this is your last weekend to see the last theater show, Sweet Charity. The minute they walk through the joint, dum-dum, I could tell they were dames with great legs on. Greer Garson Theater. I saw a good portion of it last weekend, and I'm going back this Sunday for the final show. Got to pay to get in, 473-6511. It's really the end of a great 44 years of really great collegiate theater. I started covering that place in 1993, and I got to tell you, sometimes I did some of the best theater in town. Also, High School Musical 2, which I know nothing about except that it's a sequel to High School Musical.
No, you think?
7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, matinee on Sunday at the St. James Little Theater, Pandemonium Productions. Call 988-1234. And finally, also at the College of Santa Fe, there's a student-produced multimedia show with video art, music, performance art, experimental theater, 7 o'clock tonight, Studio One, no charge. It's called Arembolism. A-E-R-O-E-M-B-O-L-I-S-M.
Arembolism?
Yeah, what's that mean?
An embolism in the air? I don't know.
Well, you pronounced it right, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't mean much. Hey, here's another problem that we have when people send, very, very wonderful people send us emails. So I got a request to announce that the El Dorado Community School is having an environmental fun fair today for all ages from 4 to 8. It says, see the attachment? The attachment can't be opened. It's some obscure... I don't even like attachments. Please, ladies and gentlemen, do not ever send me attachments anymore.
Put them in the body of the email. It's not hard to do. I'm with you.
So you can try to figure out where that is. The El Dorado Community School, I guess, is in El Dorado.
I got some attachments this week as well. Not on that one. And the same thing. And then you just have to email back and say resend.
I know, but if the thing is, I just put it in my calendar file. I don't open every single thing to double check whether you're a team email attachment.
Unless
works,
it's
usually
a giant
it does.
Piece, put it in the body of the email. It's really simpler.
The only thing that should be attached is photographs, which don't work on radio anyhow.
No, but they could if I did like a sock puppet presentation to them.
Good point.
Kenny Rogers, Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino, 8 o'clock Saturday night. Milwaukee Pueblo off 84-285. Got to pay to get in. Check out tickets.com or call the place up there. I'll give you a phone number. 800-905-3315. I was talking about Velarde or whatever that guy's name is earlier. Now we got Verdi. He's one of his cousins. All those classical guys had like B's or M's or V's in their names. You know, Valmont and Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and Macriani and Mantovani. Anyway, Verdi's Requiem is going to be played by Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra, 6 p.m. at the Lenzic, Saturday night.
So FAME, P-H-A-M-E, FAME Inc. is a group that helps adults with developmental disabilities to express themselves artistically in a way that is personally rewarding and appreciated by others.
Nice.
And they are presenting Famous Tunes of All Time tomorrow, May 2nd at 6 o'clock at El Museo Cultural on Paseo de Peralta. Entry is free. Donations are welcome. Proceeds go to the performers.
Nice.
And they're presenting famous songs from American rock, R&B, pop, and country.
Oh, that's good. I wonder if they're going to do Up on the Roof.
And not if they don't, you probably
put
will.
Put on a show for free, girl. And darling, you can share it all with me, girl. Moving People Dance Company. They've been in town for a while.
Yes.
They're moving to Pacheco Street, 1583, behind Santa Fe Audiovisual. They're having an open house tomorrow, May 2nd. Door prizes, free class cards, which are valued at $130. I want to go there because I want to get some dance cards, and I want to start dancing again and getting back in shape. I can't keep doing this. Every time
keep
I come on,
what?
The night before I come on the show, I'm always out drinking to prepare.
To prepare for this show?
Yes. Are you kidding?
You think, what, do you need a hangover in order to look at me?
Well, no, it's not. No. I don't need anything to look at you. Just a smile, baby, and I would look at you all day long.
Oh, Gwen, sorry.
We should do this show one night from a bar on a Thursday night. You'd get a whole different side to me. I promise I wouldn't swear because I'm not
a Thursday night?
It would be. Anyway, so there's going to be stuff happening tomorrow, 8 o'clock. There's going to have demonstrations, discussions, a sneak preview of original pieces from 2 to 4, 5. You should check it out. I think it's going to be exciting, and I'm glad for them that they're moving. They were going to move to Upper Canyon Road, but I guess something went amiss there. I don't know what that story is, but they are leaving from their current spot out there off
down Rodeo Road.
Yeah, off of across from Santa Fe Place, formerly Via Linda.
Excellent. Now, a World of Living Arts, a benefit for Golden Acorns Summer Camp of Living Arts and Culture is happening tomorrow night, May 2nd at 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Center. There's a dance party, desserts and chai, silent auction. They're auctioning off massage treatments and shrine art and jewelry and all sorts of things. And the performances are Afrofusion dance, original piano, spoken word, Middle Eastern dance, improvisational performance, African dance, etc. It looks like quite an event. For more information, you can call 795-9079. Tickets available at the door as well.
You all know about the First Friday Art Walk on Palace. I guess Lincoln Avenue is starting up a First Friday Art Walk starting tonight.
I thought there was an art walk every Friday.
Well, you can go up Canyon Road every Friday, but what's happening is other sections of town are getting into the act.
Ah.
So down at Lincoln Avenue tonight, all from 5 to 7:30, Legends Santa Fe has Kevin Red Star. Scotia Gallery's opening, grand opening. Evoke Contemporaries having the grand opening. Blue Rain Gallery, it's a great gallery. Has Richard Zane Smith and Tonia Beta. Alan Hauser Gallery. Gallery Rue Toulouse.
Toulouse. Toulouse.
Like in Lautrec?
Exactly.
Remember that song from that movie?
No. What movie?
Whenever we kiss, I worry, I wonder. Your lips may be mine, baby, where is your heart? You don't remember that one? Jose Ferrer.
What movie?
It was a movie about Toulouse-Lautrec with Jose Ferrer on his knees.
I don't watch movies about famous artists because they're all awful.
They are. The only part that's good is when they're doing, like, painting nudes. Then it's interesting, but they don't stay there long. But anyway, he walked around with sneakers on his knees, and he got, you know, dyed and stuff. It was depressing. The artists also, that's another thing. There's never a happy visual artist in these movies.
I know, because otherwise there'd be no drama and conflict.
I guess that's right, but you could do, like, a comedy. You know, that movie about Frida Kahlo a couple of years ago, man, I wanted
that
to
was awful. That was
shoot
that
myself.
Was the worst movie I've ever seen.
No, she was pretty good. What's her name? Salma
Hayek, but yeah. It was a terrible movie. It was the worst written and directed movie I've ever seen.
Well, I don't remember it that well, so you might be right.
Well, that's because you just thought she was hot, which she is, but that doesn't make it a good movie.
Just because she was nude a lot. That's your intimation.
Did you already talk about the Pomegranate Studio Student Salon on Sunday?
No, I was about to talk about Legends of Jazz at Vanessi Thursday night, and then you can talk about the Pomegranate people.
All right.
The Legends of Jazz, 5 of them, 8 o'clock Thursday night, Vanessi, 982-9966. However, you can call the Lensic for tickets. Vanessi's on San Francisco Street, and Paul Weideman has a piece in today's Boston Tempo about the Legends of Jazz, which includes Eddie Marshall and Hadley Kalman. So go ahead, the Pomegranates.
Pomegranate, Sunday, May 3rd at 7 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Space. Come see what the students of the studio and the Seeds program had been working on the last salon of the season. Very low admission mosaic dance company. That's what you talked about on May 4th.
I talked about the belly dancing at Body.
Oh, okay. Well, Mosaic
Monday
Dance
night.
Company with Almaz Ashara and Ati at Body. Oh, that's what Body. Okay, never mind. That's what you talked about.
We repeat. It's okay.
I know.
We
that's because
we try to get as many as we can.
Right.
SFAI has something happening. Are we supposed
yes.
to mention that? Yeah, go ahead.
Issa Nyapaga is an African artist from Cameroon who was a political cartoonist. We're going to have him on the air on Monday. And he did some cartoons that angered the authorities, and they brought him in and treated him horribly, and he eventually escaped to Paris, and he divides his time between the U.S. and Paris and goes back to Cameroon and is actually starting a nonprofit to bring bicycles and wheelchairs and things like that to Cameroon. But he is an amazing artist, and he has a great story to tell, and he is doing a thing, a talk and lecture and showing his art on Monday night at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall, which is on the campus of the College of Santa Fe, such as it is, right down near the Santa Fe Art Institute. And for more information, 424-5050 or go to sfai.org.
Cool. I mentioned the Lincoln Avenue Art Walk, so I want to mention the Palace Avenue Art Walk tonight, 5 to 7:30. Manitou, Chuck Jones, Lou Allen, Wadle, Patina, Charlotte Jackson, Peterson Cody. Good stuff. Go downtown, and I like the Kimball Warren landscapes. They look like Monument Valley over there in Wadle Galleries. Head on down there. Peterson Cody always has some terrific stuff, beautiful colors. Head on down to Palace or to Lincoln and go take a walk tonight.
And hey, tomorrow night, the Mambo Room at the Lodge in Santa Fe. Hot salsa dance party. Free dance lessons with Tony Perez at 9 o'clock. Ladies get in free before 10 o'clock. And it's the Mambo Room. Dress to impress. I think Avi put that in, or maybe Tony put that in. Anyway, so 9 o'clock to 1 a.m. at the Lodge. You can go to mamboroomonline.com.
A beautiful
and it's really fun, and people have started going to it. It's really hot. There's a lot of people going
to
dance.
Well, I think
dance.
It's the time people
salsa,
want to dance in the spring,
listen.
And the summer, and the autumn. People don't really want to dance in January or February.
I do.
Yeah, but you're not people.
Oh, thanks a lot. What am I, a terrier?
No, but you do have that thing about dogs. Every time we come on here, there's some poem that one of your canines somehow wrote.
Not every time.
You're right. A beautiful picture at the Vargas called Sin Nombre, Spanish with subtitles. It was a very different, exciting to watch journey film of two young people trying to make it across the border. By no means is the usual storyline in my review in Pasatiempo.
Really?
Today, page 54. It's a terrific picture. I urge you to go see
oh,
it.
Oh, there's an amazing film opening at the CCA called In a Dream. Have you seen that,
No,
Robert?
Doug Fairfield, our arts writer, reviewed it, and he gave it a pretty good review. I think that's in today's PASA as well.
I just watched it. He's going to be on the show on Monday.
Yeah, it's in a review in PASA, and he gave it 3.
I think it's absolutely terrific. It's a documentary about this man. The son makes the documentary about his father, who is a mosaic artist who has covered building after building in Philadelphia with these crazy, wild mosaics. I thought it was like outsider art, but this guy went to art school and is a very accomplished artist. But they're done with, you know, mirrors and glass and tiles and things like that. And they're just sprawling. And so it's a documentary about this man and his work, but it also turns out to be a documentary about his family in a way that is very revealing and very personal and sort of weirdly universal, too. It's quite a film.
Excellent. It's got a good review from Doug Fairfield. I haven't seen it. I believe you. While we're on movies, consider A Time in the City, Terrence Davies' look at Liverpool, very abstract, offbeat picture. I wasn't crazy about Paris 36, which is opening at the Vargas. It's okay. It's sort of an old-fashioned musical. And His Girl Friday, I think it's a DVD, though. I think it's a digital video. Playing at the Jean Cocteau / Film Center / Film Museum on one day this week, 2:30 Saturday, if you want to go see a fun Howard Hawks comedy with Rosalind Russell and Cary Grant. It's pretty good.
Cary Grant.
And very much like Theater of War at the Santa Fe Film Festival with Meryl Streep, Kevin Kline, a look at the 2006 public theater production of Mother, Courage, and Her Children. It's a really good documentary. So there's some good stuff out there this weekend. A good thing to bring you inside to the movie theater.
Hey, did you talk about Brazil Night at the
Brazil.
Santa Fe Tutorial School with Bicanda Capoeira, Flinging and Swinging? It's at 7:30, and then it's Samba Fe, the Fat Bateria, as Ramon said, who sent me this. They're starting around 7:30 and ending around 9 o'clock. There'll be rice and beans. It's a pay-what-you-can cover to show your support for the tutorial school.
Is that any coffee there?
Coffee?
Remember that coffee song Frank Sinatra did about Brazil?
What?
Something like, way down with those Brazilians, coffee grows by the millions.
And then on Saturday, Discovery Day at the Santa Fe Community College in the courtyard, that's a day-long event from 11. And once again, Samba Fe is playing from 11 to 1. And then on Saturday night, there's that event at the Rail Yard, which we just talked about with the Golden Acorn Summer Camp.
That's right. I'm going to learn that song and sing it to you next week. I'll also get you finally that Helen Reddy song you want me to sing.
No.
I forgot to look up the lyrics.
Don't even bother.
A couple of good art-related pieces in PASA, which is how it should be. Craig Smith's cover story, Doug Fairfield's cover story, 30 Years of the CCA, talking about the history of the organization, where it's been, where it's going, putting a positive spin on it. We all know that it's one of many organizations having problems here as a non-profit artistic group. Also, Craig Smith's first part of a two-part series on nonprofits. It's focusing on Santa Fe, but talking about how they are dealing with the financial crisis in this country.
They talk about KSFR? We're a nonprofit.
No, he's talking more about visual and performance arts, whether musical, whether that's fair or not. So it's part one, and in part two next week, I think we're going to...
Did you vote in the Best of Santa Fe survey in the Reporter?
If I did, I wouldn't say so.
Oh, well,
I don't
you
want
can
people
vote
to think
it.
That I don't vote. Why, then I get in trouble.
Yeah, but nobody knows. It's anonymous. Well, it's not actually. But
not if
nobody,
you ask me on the air.
Okay. Well, anyway, you can vote for best nonprofit and best car repair and best restaurant and best radio show and all sorts of things. But I noticed that under nonprofits, they didn't put KSFR.
Essay Española Showing Excellent, the annual video festival made by young people, 3 to 4 minute movies. Always wonderful to watch. Drive to Española to see it tonight at 7 o'clock at Northern New Mexico College's Center for the Arts Auditorium on Paseo de Oñate. Free, donations welcome. I have a short bit about it in my big picture column today in the Paso Tiempo, page 42. I love this program. It's been put together for years by Ellen Kuiper and Jonathan Lowe, and the kids are really getting better and better, more inventive, more crazy, more fun, more random. Good stuff. It's worth the drive up there.
So Ilana Rubenfeld is in Santa Fe and is offering a workshop for the public. She created the Rubenfeld Synergy Method in the 1960s and has been training people. It's some kind of integration of talk therapy, intuition, body work, and spirit. And so she will be here. It's on 2 to 4 Saturday tomorrow. And for more information, you can call 988-4190.
Pretty good. On Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Mary Cabot Wheelwright Library and the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian up on Camino Lejo, Stacia Sprague Broud, the photographer, discusses and signs copies of her photo essay book, To Walk in Beauty, A Navajo Family's Journey Home. It's a terrific book, 3 to 5. Sunday, free. Museum Hill. Phone number 982-4636. I have to point out that same day down at El Rancho de las Colombrinas on Los Pinos Road, south part of town. Battlefield New Mexico, the Civil War and more, military drills, reenactments of the Battles of Glorieta Pass and Apache Canyon, and skirmishes. 10 to 4. I love that Living History Museum. Kids and seniors get in cheaper than most.
You should try to be in the skirmishes part.
I get on the air every Friday for my own Civil War for skirmishes. Why the hell do I got to go out there to El Rancho?
Because you're so good at it.
I only when I have a, shall we say,
worthy opponent?
Worthy adversary, yes. A wise girl. Anyway.
Hey, the 11th Annual Screenwriting Conference in Santa Fe is from May 26th to the 31st. Mentors and Academy Labs and all these things teach the craft of screenwriting. Hollywood producers, managers, and agents. And Santa Fe-based writer-producer Kirk Ellis is going to be there.
That guy.
He's great.
Always up to clown. That guy's always clowning.
Is he always clowning?
Yeah.
I thought that was you.
No, him. He's writing all these slapstick works. John Adams, did you see that thing with the big chase scene?
That wasn't slapstick.
It wasn't? I must have had the wrong TV show on.
That's so true.
Maybe I was looking at the old Red Skeleton video.
That was terrific. I love the John Adams.
And he doesn't
clown. I went to Hastings and bought the box set just so that I could watch it.
It's a terrific. I've got it, too. It's one of the best miniseries I've seen in recent years. He's a superb writer. And he doesn't clown enough. He needs to do comedy and clown.
So the screenwriting conference,
yes.
You can call toll-free 866-424-1501.
There's
or go to
website.
scsfe.com.
Pretty good. Jimbo, Santa Fe School Theater, presents an original play by the wonderful Joey Chavez, great playwright, great director.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're announcing that.
Pretty good human being, I got to say. 6 o'clock at the Lenzic. Wednesday, 988-1234. Not too expensive to get in.
Joey Chavez, if you're listening, next time you do something like this, call me like a month in advance and we'll get you on the
show.
No,
he doesn't do that.
I know.
He's a nice guy.
They always call, like one of the teachers will call me a day in advance and say.
Oh, the kids will call and say, did you know Joey? And I say, what? Joey, I'm going to strangle him, except he has muscles and he's tough. But anyway, I think the stuff he does is really popular and he's sort of, I always get the impression he doesn't need the press, honestly.
Yeah, they don't need the press.
Good
Never
for
mind.
Him, but yeah, if he's looking for press, we need more advanced notice. But he knows that.
Okay.
This is the last weekend to get over there to the museum downtown to see I'm doing great.
Bauman Puppets or
Thank
what?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A party for Papa Gus. 1 and 2 o'clock, Sunday, it's free. The kids are loving this show, this little marionette show, because the Bauman Puppets are still there. It's at Palace Avenue, New Mexico Museum of Art, 107 West Palace. I believe Sunday, all New Mexico residents free. Go take the kids, 1 and 2 o'clock, but you got to get there early, because it's a small little room, and they jam in, and they want to make sure the kids see the show, so the adults get second place, which is how it should be. But this is great. This is like a throwback to the days when you and me were little. And we played together, except not really, because we didn't know each other.
Yeah, we didn't know each other.
But, like, you would play with your imagination, and you'd have, like, puppet shows and stuff with stuffed animals.
I had puppet shows.
Me, too.
I had puppets.
You did?
I did. I had a little puppet theater.
I had Danny O'Day, the ventriloquist dummy, and he was scary. And I did terrible things to my younger brother with Danny O'Day.
Hey, here's one more announcement. Women, this is for you. Do you get upset when someone says you act like your mother? Would you like to know why you react? Come to this important workshop presented by Jan Marquardt. Author of Echoes from the Womb, a book for daughters. It's a free workshop for the public. It's tomorrow from 2:30 to 4 at the Santa Fe Public Library. For more information, call 466-1807. Bring pen and paper.
They've got a great community room there, by the way. That's good. The library does these things.
It is indeed.
Do people say that to you? You're like your mother?
You know, not so often, but we love each other and we get along very well.
Who, you and the people?
No, me and my mother.
Does your mother say you're like me?
No, she says, why can't you be more like me?
She does, huh? Well, that's a fine thing. She also says that to
me. She's probably listening right now. I'm going to hear
about it. When I see your mother, she's like, Robert, why can't you be more like me?
Violinist Stefan Jaku and pianist Max Levinson
yeah.
are performing tonight at the Great Hall at the Peterson Student Center on the campus of St. John's College. Brahms, the complete sonatas for piano and violin. Oh, my God, that sounds awesome.
That does sound great. There's so many great things happening right now because May's kicked in. There's about 40 gallery openings. You've got to open the Pasta Tempo, page 62, to see some of them. Everybody from Blue Rain, which I mentioned, to Hansel Gallery on Canyon Road, to St. John's College Art Gallery is doing a show. Touching Stone, a terrific gallery off Old Santa Fe Trail, is doing a show at 5 o'clock, ceramic show. So, yeah, a lot of stuff to go see. And I was going to see if you wanted to be open to talking for a minute or two about the future, because that's where, by the way, we're all going to end up.
Our future?
Well, I'd like to talk about that too, naturally. But the thing is, it's Saturday at 4 o'clock. Larry Dosey's going to be showing up to talk about the power of premonitions, how knowing the future can shape our lives, at the ARC bookstore over on Romero Street. It's free, 4 to 6, Saturday. So my feeling about this is, do you want to know what the future is? Have you ever wanted to know?
Yeah, sure. Everybody wants to know what the future is. That's why they go to psychics and get their cards read and their palms read and all that stuff. Everyone wants to know the future because they feel insecure, because they want to know they're going to meet a tall, dark, mysterious stranger.
That's what they want. If you want that, you can go to some of the worst parts of Albuquerque.
Or a short, light, predictable stranger.
Oh, you can find that around this place, too. That's all people want to know about the future?
I don't know.
Is there a love life, you think?
Well, that's a big part of it, isn't it?
Well, I mean, have you ever gone and had your palm read or done anything with, like...
When I was a junior in college, I was in an ice cream store, and I had my... A lady came by, and read my palm, and read my friend's palm. We were sitting there together, and it was the most spooky experience I had ever had up to that time. It was like she knew me. It was really weird.
Is that background music?
No, that's outro music. Oh. Hey, Michael Combs tonight from 6 to 9 at Upper Crust Pizza, Old Timey Ranchera Honky Tonk, and Blues No Cover. And you might even be able to get your palm read.
What time is it?
It is 8:58.
So we're done.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasta Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine. Fabulous, I should say, Friday Arts Magazine.
Thank you.
In the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And you're fabulous. And thank you for being here.
Oh, I love being here. It's one of my favorite things to do on Friday morning between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
Excellent. Well, we love having you.
Start the day off with some sparks, some confrontation, some romance.
Some je ne sais quoi.
Wait a minute. You didn't even give me nothing to drink this morning. How could I have some of that? Got a glass of water.
Je ne sais pas.
Okay, what's that mean? Tell me. You are so turning me on now with this you've been talk listening from to Venezuela.
Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
My
name is very Charlie Case of our streams live on the web at KSFR.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org. You can hear the show there. You can go click on it. If you heard, there was something a couple days ago that you didn't hear and you want to go here, you go to santafe.radiocafe.org. You hit listen. You can search easily. Anyway, thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news. Even after that, jazz a la carte. Robert Knott.
You know I love you.
You rock.
I absolutely love you.
Really?
Even when we're fighting.
The feeling is totally mutual,
well,
Robert.
Thank you very much. That was a pretty good show. We didn't battle each other too much with axes, but I'll get you next week.
With axes?
Yes.
Like the axes of evil?
No, but I want to talk more about this future stuff.
Or the axes
of I'll be on the show.
The axes of good.
That's the best axes, unless you've got an axe to grind.
Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company.
You just said that.
My name is Mary Charlotte.
We know that. We tuned in earlier.
Hasta la vista.
Hey, baby. I'll see you around.
Ciao.
Oh, baby.